Welcome back to episode 8 of the Flush Hour podcast. It's been a minute. It's your boy Matt Kang.
Christian Heavens.
And we are glad to be back. It's been a couple weeks, Christian.
It's been a minute.
We've both been busy.
Yeah.
You've been busy playing.
It's tough trying to get our schedules together. We met at Dobson once, which was
cool
with the boy. Oh, Gabe in Boston.
Shout out to...
Go ahead.
No, shout out to Gabe. So the last time we filmed, we went up to Dobson Ranch to just kind of do a different vibe, have the homies pull up. Gabe had his U.S. Open qualifier because you and I played like trash.
Right, that's all right. But we shifted the positive vibes over to Gabe.
This is more of like a live tour setup where as long as one of us in the sniper gang wins, we all win. So Gabe's got to cut a check because he won his U.S. Open local with a round of 63.
Dang, that's what he shot?
Shot 63, beat the whole field by 3 shots.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he wasn't even, okay. So we on to the longest day in golf.
The Monday, right?
The local qualifiers on Monday, yeah.
Explain to everybody.
Next Monday. We talked about it before. So now after you get through local qualifying, there's about 13 or so sectional qualifying. And that's with like big PGA Tour players. Like, Sergio Garcia in there, like guys that just won.
Ricky played in it last
year. It's ballers, but it's 36 holes straight, anywhere from New York to there's a couple in Cali. I'm not sure what Gabe's in. Japan. I don't know where
Gabe is in San Francisco.
Oh, Gabe is in San Francisco. Okay, so it won't be as bad because it won't be as hot out there, but no. Gabe's got that next week. So we're going to continue sending them vibes over to Gabe, and hopefully see that boy at Pinehurst number deuce.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. He's playing sick right now. You know, again, Gabe's went through a lot of adversity, but
thanks
his game
to us.
Looks sharp. Yeah.
Giving them confidence.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's all he's really doing
there. He took our money straight up.
I was just giving them confidence, and it worked out. So I want to cut.
We're paying it forward. You know, we've been there. We both haven't played in the U.S. Open, but we're paying it forward. But, bro, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I can't take you seriously right now. Let's just get right into the fit check. What the hell are you wearing?
Bro, so you know I got my traditional St. Louis.
Can you just cover up your chest?
No, we out here, dog.
No, bro. My God.
I just got done. The last 2 days, I'm helping my boy. Shout out to Todd Green. They got Canadian speaking of qualifying. They got America's qualifier. It's hot now, dog. This is the first week where it's gotten hot.
But
it's
indoor
I'm about to go
facility.
Straight to the pool. No,
we got an indoor facility with air conditioning.
I've been outside. I swear I drank like 12 bottles of water, and I might have peed once. I did only pee once, and I didn't have enough hydration. I'm going straight to the pool after this.
You pulled up looking like Cat Williams in next Friday.
Bruh, I'm trying to tell you, though.
Okay, so let's explain.
And then even with the walking, first day, yesterday, you know how it is out here. It's dry. Thighs started rubbing, getting raw, started shaped.
Talk about the fit.
Bruh, I don't know what this is. These are no-name brands.
I don't know what that is either.
I'm getting ready to go swimming. I'm with the kind of the
I'm going to rate you.
I'm in the wild with the fatigue on. Shout out to Memorial Day.
Why are your draws showing?
No, this is all part of one. Like, this is one. I can put my phone in here.
So you got the vibe. You somehow got the lock. Pause. I'm not even going to say it.
Don't even worry about it.
All I know is this. I'm going to say this. The confidence, you get a 10.
Got to have it.
The fit is an absolute 0.
Nah, that's whack. I'm finna feel good in about
you got the
about
crusty
a, in about an hour.
Crusty sandals on. You couldn't even come with the new joints that you probably have at home somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. Y'all not supposed to see that part. Y'all don't see the top. They see the bottom.
Now I got to look at your toes all episode.
At least I cut my toenails yesterday. That's why I got them out.
All right. Well, that's what you get. Yeah, I guess you get an average of like 1.3. I can't rate that.
Bro, you act like you ain't been outside.
No, I haven't.
Hot out here.
I've been with my
and
son
off. It's like I used to say like the humidity is worse than the dry heat, but
you cook.
Honestly, you cooking, you dog. It's like burning. Deciding, is it better to die from drowning or fire? Which I have pondered in my life, just wondering, which is stupid.
After a golf tournament? No.
But either way, you out there dying, dog. Which way? Would you rather die? I wouldn't say this, but do you think it's better to die by drowning or by fire?
Drowning. But I'd rather just kind of go into space and then take my helmet off and just soar out in the world.
And suffocate?
Yeah.
You ain't gonna be able to breathe.
I don't know if we should be talking about this stuff.
I know, you're true. That's true. I had to word it the right way.
Yeah,
not
but,
that you,
okay. but all right, that's your
all
fit.
All right, what you got going on? Let me see.
Very old Yankees hat.
Okay.
What's some Ray-Bans vintage.
I used to have that hat.
Sunglasses. Carhartt vintage jeans. Shout out to StockX for the ASICS Kith sneakers. And then this is a Porter side bag or a satchel. Yeah. And then
Merce.
Reigning Champ Polo, which is exactly what I wanted to get into after. But yeah, this is the fit. What do you think? What do you rate it? Super casual summer vibe.
Yeah, I'm going to give it something very casual.
Oh my God.
What year is that hat? That...
It's probably like 8 or 9 years old.
Actually, I'm going to rock with you because we got the StockX. I don't know about the satchel. 7.4, dog. 7.4. What kind of watch is that?
This is a blacked out G-Shock Casio.
6.2.
Oh my God.
6.2. We got that. But
coming
the
from one chains over here.
Shout out to me. Hey, this is that David Yurman. This mug. It's low key, but it's got a little something to it.
This is from Reigning Champ, which again, I wanted to kind of get into that. They did a collab 2 weeks ago with Miura. Crazy. They did a full collection hat, shirt, jacket, short. And then they did 50 sets of irons where they actually got their Reigning Champ logo on a Miura MB blade, which Miura never does with anybody. And I wanted to talk about it because we're in this phase of like all these influencers are now fashion people. Right. And everyone's reviewing brands and clothes in the golf space. But like the one collab people should have been reviewing, wearing, talking about, you didn't really see other than on a handful of people, me being one.
Right. Because they're really not really about that life. They don't know.
I found out that they seeded, each company was able to seed 25 people total. So 50 people got a package of the whole collection.
Okay.
And that was it. And like those people obviously were people of like impact and influence in the golf world.
Right. Real impact.
To the micro influencer, the people in that space, no one talked about it. Yet the collab sold out, did very well, and that's something that I always talk about, right? It's like how all these people are getting into this fashion space, but it's like they're just posting and doing fit pics based off of whatever package they can get for free, and half of this stuff looks like trash.
True. And this is clean. You've talked about this before as well, how brands now are going to move from the big prints and the big logos like this. I don't see anything really. It might be something in the back or some low key that says Reigning Champ. But
yeah, this isn't actually the Miura collab. This is just a polo, but their actual shirt has everything was black on black.
Right.
So you can't even see the logo.
So it's not loud. Yeah, but it's not loud.
I think like the polo on the sleeve says like one of like, I don't know, 100. I don't know how many they did.
Right.
But crazy collab, amazing to see. Kind of shows you that there are brands in the fashion world and in the golf world that are actually paying attention, saying, hey, how do we make this work and how do we execute it properly? And we don't need to hype it up. We don't need to spend crazy amount of money marketing. We just got to make sure the product is good, the visuals align, and the people will buy it. And at the end of the day, they sold out of everything. The shit slapped. But to all you influencers, why didn't you buy it and support, man? That's the stuff that we want to see.
Yeah, I'm seeing more of them too. And it's interesting too because I think I'm hesitant to always say the first because it's something I might not know who or see everything, but you're definitely one of the first to come out and just say, I'm about this fashion shit in golf.
Yeah.
Right? But now we're seeing more and more.
Everybody's doing it.
This your competition?
I'm sunning all of them if I have to.
Sunning the kids.
I'm in a different category because I don't be doing these corny, I don't be doing these kitchen fit pics, you know? I'm seeing way too many people in their kitchen, in their living room doing fit pics.
You don't like those?
I mean, it's a golf fit. It's like a golf fit. Go to the golf course. Put some effort in.
Okay.
Go to the driving range.
Actually, now that I think about it, I might know who you're talking about, or I've seen some like this. It's multiple. But I guess I don't see many of them on a golf course.
No. And if they do go to the golf course, everybody going to the same course. Like, part of being creative in this fashion space is, like, dressing nicely, wearing it when you play, and executing a look on the golf course.
I want to see a golf swing, too.
Exactly.
They don't want to show that.
Hell no. Nah. So I get it. Everybody's trying to find their lane, but like I kind of slowed down from doing fit picks and stuff like that because now that industry of golf is saturated, right?
Right.
And like I'm at a different place in my career now where I'm executing collabs and events. So I'm going to let them have that now.
I feel you, though. I feel you. I'm going to step into that lane. I'm going to take it over. I'm bringing out swim trunks to the golf course.
You need to hire a stylist.
Hey. This might go hard.
You look crazy like night.
This is super light.
You look like Cisco after he popped off.
After who?
After Cisco popped off. That's what you're dressed out like now.
Okay.
Well, like, I seen him in, like, a greasy club back in the day in Orlando, and I'm like, that's the fit he had on.
Did he still have the silver hair or the gray hair? Was it silver or gray? Silver.
We don't want to talk about your hair because one of our homies
Bryce.
Bryce was dissing.
Bryce, you know what? I'm gonna keep it quiet with Bryce. Me and Bryce got some talking.
Bryce got me in trouble, too.
Did he?
Yeah, man. I had my phone on silent, and he tagged us in some bullshit. And he had the K-Dot song on, and I didn't know.
Mm.
So I reposted it.
Yeah.
And now everyone's seeing this song on my Instagram, and, you know, guilty by association.
Yeah, you can't be associated with it. I heard they kicking, like, they telling DJs. It was a rumor that they kicked the DJ out in Toronto for playing that Kendrick song.
I mean, it's Toronto, bro. It's our territory.
It's serious out here.
But, yeah, what do you want to talk about today?
All right, man, let's get into golf. I mean, since we've been going, who sings that song? Since you've been gone.
Kelly Clarkson.
That's amazing. How do I know that? That is shocking.
Man,
that
you guys know
that.
My podcast or my
right,
playlist.
It's one of your secrets. Hey, me and Jaleesa put together a mixtape called White Heat. And
I saw that.
Man, it's all the white people songs that black folks love. And it's fire.
Is that one of them?
Too fire. No, I got to add that on there, actually. Let me put
I would say
playlist.
A song I'd put on that list would be Miley Cyrus.
What's that one? I gotta get that one on. Here
Party in the USA.
Oh, got that one. Oh, that's right.
That's a
got
slapper.
That
I knew that's on there.
Let me just name a couple, see if you know, and we'll get to it. Last Resort.
I don't know that.
We only know the first part of this song. You gotta know this.
Oh, yeah. Not for me.
This go hard. That's all I know after that. What else we got? We got a couple Maroon 5 joints. Stacey's Mom. You know that song?
Yeah, I do.
There you go. I don't care what nobody say. Numb by Linkin Park. Jay-Z put me on to that. This song, you know, I write sins, not tragedies. You just don't know about the title, which I don't know that either.
I don't know if we can play these for copyright.
Oh, they might.
We're going to get copyright on YouTube.
Tennessee Whiskey. Black folks love Tennessee Whiskey. I ain't going to lie.
I don't even know what that is, but.
You do know Tennessee Whiskey. Okay.
Sing it.
How you know?
Sing it with that fit on. I dare you.
I don't remember the words, so I got to hear the song first.
We can't play it. I'm pretty sure they're going to shut us down on YouTube for that.
What is Spend My Nights in Lonely Places or something.
Oh, my God.
Liquor was the only love I ever known. Something
That's
like
crazy,
that.
That's crazy, bro.
Smooth.
All right, well, we're going right. into golf.
Tennessee I'm just, whiskey.
I'm tired of hearing you sing.
You're a sweet. That's a burner. All right. Hey, thinking of sweet as strawberry wine, Valhalla was looking mighty sweet out there. They was eating it up out there on that golf course. I think they was going super low. Xander won.
Shout out to Boston for picking Xander. He called it.
Boston picked Xander. In great fashion, though, man. Birdie on the last hole. I don't know if you got a chance to watch much
I actually
of it.
Did, and I love how you said in great fashion because he just left Adidas, and he signed with DeSante. And that polo he's wearing, it's a brand that is huge in Korea and Japan, and you can't even cop that here.
You know what? I did notice that logo, and I was like, what is that he got on?
DeSante was in, like, the fashion. They were hard in the 90s. They did a lot of ski wear, but it's huge in Japan and Korea.
So it's just a sporting good company.
It's like Arc'teryx or like the North Face, but it's elevated. And they're huge in golf in Asia. And I want to say he's like a quarter Japanese. Mm-hmm. But he signed with them after his deal with Adidas left, thank God, because they don't make good golf clothes.
Right.
And he looks good, man.
Yeah.
He looks different. He's the only guy on tour with a DeSante deal. There's some girls on the LPGA.
Yeah.
So to see that, and like I had a friend who used to be in the golf brand business hit me and be like, yo, I'm trying to cop those polos. And I was like, you can only get them in Asia right now. And he asked me to buy some when I go to Japan. So I said, send that Venmo and I might send you some.
Dang, I'm going to have to send you one. Let me look at their collection.
I'm charging on the high,
happened.
Though. There's a 5% holding fee.
I get that Flesh Hour discount.
You do, homie. So, it was cool to see in fashion him win like that, finally break through.
Now, did you want him to win?
Yeah, man. Anytime you could see a superstar who hasn't won finally break through after, a 10-year career?
And been playing good for a while.
Second place runner-up two, three times in a row?
Yeah, knocking on the door. And you know how hard it is. We all know what it's like as a golfer, right? You're knocking on the door to get through. Any golfer that's played at a professional level or even like collegiate level, high school level, they we know what it's like to kind of get to a spot, get close, fail a couple times, and just you either quit or you keep going and you finally break through. And we love to see those stories where people persevere and break through. But I wanted to see a playoff.
Seeing I thought Bryson.
Bryson.
Yeah.
They was loving Bryson. Bryson hit on 16 8 iron to 3 feet from 221.
Yeah. But his 8 iron's like.
I don't care if it's bent to the 10 degrees. That is impressive. That jump's
crazy. He's solid. I mean, Bryson's sick. It would have been cool to see a live kind of PGA Tour playoff. But, yeah. I mean, when you go clutch God and make that putt on 18.
Yeah, that jump. I don't know if you. That jump barely went in, though. That was.
But you know how many times he's probably missed that under pressure where it's like, that's why he talked about it, how on the betting odds for the last few years, everybody's kind of like slept on him. He's never, his stock went down.
Right.
And now his stock went up. So like there's somebody who probably put a bunch of money on him. And
I mean, I knew because at the beginning, I knew he was probably playing the best out of everybody in the best form, even though Rory won right before he was in the mix. And then when he came out hot that first round, it was still like, I don't know if I was still better, right? Yeah. We still don't know, like, because he just did this last week and lost and got steamrolled that Sunday by Rory. So it was fun. A lot of people were talking about, like, how the course plays super easy. I liked it. PGA, from somebody I talked about last week, I played Valhalla.
Damn.
Them motherfuckers are good. That course ain't that easy, dog. I don't care what nobody say.
Those guys don't
bro,
play.
You, I don't think I've. I don't think I've broken 70 there.
The only thing I'll say from what I saw is that the course wasn't playing as long as people think it was.
It's a couple, man. It's a couple.
Some drivable holes.
Yeah.
Irons off the tee. So
that's true. There's a lot of scoreable holes.
Yeah, if you're in play, you're going to have wedges into green. So you can shoot 66.
That's true. But I'll say, like, one is long, two is crazy long, 16 is stupid long, and a tough tee shot. I guess, but then outside of that, it's a lot of six. It might be the dumbest hole I've ever seen in my life, even though that's one of my favorite courses. But
that's close to home too, right?
Yeah, it's like 3.5 hours straight east, right out of 64.
Yeah, I've never been there. It looks amazing. I also think it's great how you have majors. Like everybody wants them to be so hard,
right?
But again, people want to see birdies. So to see that, and then all of a sudden, a month later, we're gonna see a U.S. Open,
right?
That's gonna be like 2 to 5 under,
yeah.
Unless someone goes crazy and shoots like, and someone might win at 10 under, right? But like, the cut will be even par.
Yeah.
So we're getting different looks,
bro. And Valhalla's giving us great champions. I think that's a sign of a good course. Tiger and Bob May battle. I think it was, I don't even want to say who because I don't want to get it wrong. But Rory had came through the battle at the end to win his.
Was that
out there
when it was dark?
Yeah.
And he hit into Phil.
Yeah, Phil. It was
and
Phil
got
right?
cheesed about that.
Was. Yeah, exactly.
Phil and Ricky.
Yep. Like, you got great players coming down the stretch with a chance to win. Like, I think it's a great sign of a great golf course. Speaking of which, you know, we had some drama. We were actually the center of the sports world for about 24 to 48 hours. Golf.
Say word?
Say word. Number one player in the world. Went to jail, got locked up, son. Free my homie Scotty, cuz.
I'm gonna let you talk on this.
Bruh, I was actually gonna go that day, Friday, to watch the tournament, and I'm glad I didn't because it was just chaos early on. It was rain. Somebody actually died that morning, so crazy, it was traffic. I guess I know everybody was on edge too because somebody died as they were like, it was a volunteer that died. And next thing I know, you know, that's happening over there. I get up about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, hype, ready to see some highlights or some like golf channel preview stuff. And I see Scotty arrested on my phone.
Crazy.
And it's just surreal. Like, how could that happen, right? So apparently he just, I don't know what happened, man. The rumor is so many rumors. There was a
we don't know yet. Yeah,
yeah. There was a media guy that said he was there and explained the story that happened, and he was talking about like how Scotty was just trying to get around the traffic so he can get into his tee time, and a couple players, Will Zalatoris and Cam Young, like they had to walk like 2 miles to get to the golf course from where they were, but it was just because of the traffic from the accident, right? And apparently, the guy said, the media guy said that Scotty just went by the cop latched onto Scotty's car for like 10 to 15 feet or something like that and slammed his like flashlight or something on Scotty's window. And as soon as when that happened, Scotty stopped or whatever and got out the car, and they just immediately like slammed him against the car and arrested him, right? Put him under handcuffs. And he went to jail.
He got a mugshot.
And it's, we've seen some bad mugshots in the game of golf. We might need to rank those one day.
Yeah.
Between.
I mean, Tiger, that last one.
Tiger's was bad.
Eyes are all crooked.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy. I hate to say it, but I'm in the media world. I got to be fair. HV, Harold Varner.
Oh, yeah. He had one.
And then it was also, let's leave the black folks alone. The only two black people in golf. Let's get off of them. Let's go to John Daly now.
Yeah.
John Daly. It's a couple of them out there. I got to look them up.
I don't know.
More.
There's probably way more than we think.
Oh, ain't no doubt about it.
I mean, they're all humans, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're all humans.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I didn't really talk about it too much just because I talk about on my social platform how, like, I turn my phone on and it's like every influencer person in golf talked about it, and I feel like I like how we could talk about it on a podcast and spend time and go into depths with it,
right?
But like I said, how we're in this phase of like people who are doing fashion and this are like becoming TMZ, and they're just who can get to it first, right?
Right.
But I think like I didn't know a lot about it. You're giving me information because I really didn't pay too much attention,
right?
And I think that's like the beauty of what we're doing, because like you can talk in depth about what actually happened and why. And I think it's crazy how the number one golfer in the world who has damn near as good, if not better, stats than Tiger's best season,
yeah,
isn't recognizable.
Yeah, that's
what like that is fucking crazy that to is me, crazy. Bro.
That is crazy. I mean, to put it in perspective, it's like LeBron James in the finals at the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe not the Lakers.
Milwaukee and they don't know who he is.
Exactly, and it's traffic and it's crazy, and he got get ready to get warmed up or whatever for his game. So he goes a certain route, and they don't recognize him and just, like, treat him like they just
– actually, it's even bigger. It's like being an MSG because it's a major.
Yeah, yeah.
All these people that are working there, they know what's going on.
Yeah.
And, like, you have credentials too.
Yeah, right. They had the car. The car is the credentials. Like,
you know
only
what the
PGA
should do? They should
do cars.
What they do in soccer and in hockey in Europe. If you're the captain or the best player of the team in hockey, you get, like, a gold helmet. If you're the number one golfer in the world, you should get a gold car and a gold badge from the PGA Tour, letting the world know.
You need to get a police escort. I don't know if he's rocking with the popos, but
nah, he's too busy saving money on that guacamole on Chipotle he always talks about.
That boy. Hey, I know what I said though. We skimming through it, but this might have caused me to like Scotty a little more.
He's him.
Hey,
I told you
not,
I liked him
not,
since day one.
He's not born. He has some controversy. For him to, first of all, I'm going to finish the story. Everybody knows it anyway. The boy went to jail, and he in jail. He ain't tripping. Right. He ain't tripping. He ain't crying. He ain't trying to make up stories about why he in jail for killing somebody so somebody won't try to punk him. Like, no, he like, I'm a golfer. I'm finna go back out to play golf. I got a good lawyer. I got money. Yep. I'm going to be out this mug in 30 minutes getting ready to shoot 65. And by then,
he shot 65 or 66?
Oh,
I think
he
shot
low. 66.
Which is insane. Think about it. I remember I went to a Monday qualifier.
Yeah.
And my coffee tasted bad, and yeah. I shot 80.
Oh,
like,
just threw his whole routine
my
off.
My whole routine was off.
Threw it off.
This boy went to jail, got locked up, said, I'm stretching in the cell in an orange suit.
In the cell.
And came back and shot 4 or 5 under.
It don't make sense, dog. That is amazing. That is amazing privilege and opportunity to just be like, I ain't even tripping. I'm finna go out here and play golf still.
He's
I'm in there
he's
crying.
Special. I think he's gonna win. I'm gonna cry too.
I'm crying. You ever been in jail? No, I guess not. No,
man.
Me neither. Yeah,
I don't even like being in Monopoly jail. That shit scares me.
I'll freak out, yeah. Bro.
Well, there was this one time in Orlando at Disney World where I could have went to jail.
Could have went to jail. We talked about that episode one or two. Yep.
But yeah, man, it's crazy, but a good event. Exciting to see what's to come next with this U.S. Open.
Yeah, yeah, we'll chat before that too. Hopefully, we rooting for our boy Gabe, like we talked about.
He's got it, man. He can do it.
Hey, under the radar, you know, we moving on to the next week. A LIV golfer won a major, dog. Did you know that?
Who?
they don't even. I just actually just heard about this today and read it. Richard Bland.
Oh yeah.
Won the PGA, the senior PGA.
Senior PGA. He is on this LIV tour.
Well, I don't know what LIV tour they're doing with these old guys. It ain't. It's not looking good for the brand for sure. Yeah. But is it? Does it mean anything? They got a major champion
now?
Nah, because
I didn't even know.
I know. Nah, don't nobody know. They ain't even showing the hype.
It don't matter.
Bryson gonna win one, dog.
100%.
Bryson gonna win one. I don't know what Brooks doing. DJ.
I think Bryson win before Brooks.
I think Bryson win before anybody else. I think Bryson win in Pinehurst.
He's in that like 2021, 22 shape where he won Rocket Mortgage. He won U.S. Open.
Yeah.
He's in that form again of like, dude, everything is rolling. Everything is aligned.
Everything is rolling. And you know what a lot of people talked about too is how it seemed like the crowd was going for Bryson.
For him. They love him right now.
How? How does that happen? How does that shift happen from him being hated on the PGA Tour, going to a hated side, LIV Tour, and now something shifts in the middle of all that to where now people love him?
Because, one, he hits bombs. Even though he toned it down, he still hits bombs.
He was in, okay, yeah.
Two, he's part of a tour where, like, again, people love, especially in this country, they love people who do things differently and that are outspoken.
Right.
And he's pretty outspoken.
Yeah.
So to come back, he was like the villain. And honestly, people like that.
Yeah, I got a different take, man. I think, but part of you talking about him being outspoken, the reason LIV left, the LIV guys left, or not the reason, but one of the reasons, is because the PGA Tour, like, owned their image.
Everything.
And they couldn't do anything without the PGA Tour getting a piece of it or just being able to shut it down whenever they want and things like that. So now that he left, Bryson has created one of the most popular YouTube golf channels.
That's
out there,
another thing.
Where he can control his show his personality more, do things that he wants to do. And even when he talked about it, he won after he finished his round, he talked about it a little bit where being on YouTube has helped him learn how to play golf and entertain. So when he was doing the fist pumps and stuff at the end, like he went up to the crowd telling them to get loud and get hype. He said YouTube taught him to like be able to hit a shot and then entertain.
Yeah, he's an entertainer.
Yeah, so, and that's what golf needs more of. Like, we don't have none of those Chichi Rodriguez guys that makes putts and then just starts doing, like, entertaining.
Yeah,
the crowd.
I feel you. I mean, I think I saw Schoolboy Q talk about it in the music industry, and he said it in a negative way.
Right.
But he was honest. He was like, rappers have now become content creators and brand representatives.
Yeah.
But it's how the world is now.
Yeah, it's a fact.
If you don't market and you don't engage with your audience and your community, you're not relevant. Your shit's going to hit and go, you know, be gone the next day. So you see Bryson, he has matches with Good, and then that girl Paige, and then like a celebrity, and then he's on LIV Tour playing for friggin' $1 billion.
Yeah.
He actually has become a full-on entertainer and has learned how to engage with his crowd.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, he's like living in Texas, you know, embracing American culture, and he's riding with, he's like he really is like the healthy version and modern day version of like John Daly, you know, like people love that.
I like that. No, absolutely.
He just doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke.
Right.
And he's kind of a mad scientist.
But it's very interesting.
But that's where golf is right now, right? You got TrackMan and Foresight and all these statistics, and it's like that is what the culture wants right now.
Yeah, I think the PGA Tour needs to take a notice of this and how Bryson has changed his image and gravitated to the people with his YouTube. Like, let players do their own YouTube. Just, you don't need that money. Y'all make plenty of money. Let them do what they want to do on the side. They're independent contractors. They can control it, do that stuff on the side, and it's going to help grow the game. So I think that was interesting. A lot of people were talking about that for sure.
For sure.
Sad news, man. We had another tournament outside the Champions Tour last
week.
Yeah,
dog.
Charles Schwab at Colonial, which is a tough course, man. That mug played a lot tougher than the Valhalla. I didn't watch much of it or enjoy much of it. It was a kind of a shadow over the tournament with the news of the passing of Grayson Murray. He was a super nice guy from what I never met him, but I talked to people that have been around him, and you can tell from the people that were close to him on the PGA Tour, like, he was legit just a nice guy going through his own mental battles.
Like, yeah, he's had I don't want to, like, get too into it because it's none of our business, but he's obviously been outspoken about his battles with mental health and, you know, addiction with certain things. And I played with him once in a Monday qualifier like 4 or 5 years ago when he lost his card.
Yeah.
The Korn Ferry event I played in.
Okay.
The season finale.
Yeah, yeah.
And, man, like, obviously he withdrew from his tournament on the 16th hole, I want to say.
Yeah, it's right around there.
So just, like, to try to think about what he was going through that round.
Yeah.
To then lead into what happened.
Yeah.
It's sad, man. It's like, and that's something that we have to use this podcast to bring awareness to, because we're in this world now where everyone's like, golf is amazing. It's so good for your soul. It's so good for your mind and your mental. But right. It doesn't matter how much money you make. He's obviously, he won the Sony Open. He made like 2 point something million.
Yeah.
He's financially set. This job as a pro golfer is not a game, and yeah. It's very hard mentally, emotionally, you know. For all you that don't know, if you're struggling and you're not on tour, you're putting your family, your wife, your girlfriend, your cousins, your sponsors, you're putting in 50 to 100 grand cash a year, every year, to make the dream a realistic thing.
Right.
Yeah. And even if you win, I don't think you guys understand that there's a lot of people that I've spoken to, which I'm pretty sure you know too, that have won. And then they wake up and they're like, well, what's next? This isn't as great as I thought it would be.
Mm.
And now you don't have the motivation to win because you already accomplished that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's what he went through.
Exactly.
But it's so sad that, like, to see him win and to finally, you know, be outspoken about his battles.
Yeah.
And to align it to, like, a day at a golf course. It sucks, man.
Yeah. And from what I heard too, you know, like, he was getting with, like, Webb Simpson and getting back into, like, getting deep into religion to get a peace of mind. He was overcoming any addictions that he was having before. And all signs seem to be trending. But you never know, like, the mental battles and things are real out there. You never know what can send somebody over the edge or to that point to where they just can't go, feel like they can't go anymore. And I think you brought up a good point. They talk about, because I'm doing kids clinics and things, and we talk about the benefits of golf. One of them is a big one, is how it's therapeutic. But at the professional level, golf is stressful as hell. Like, and there's no outside of LIV now. Before, you know, outside of LIV, there's not guaranteed contracts, right? So if you win, you get this lifestyle, you get on tour, people around you, people are all happy. Now you're able to pay your family, put them on salary here and there, right? You got to keep that going. Like, if you don't keep playing well, you can't sustain that. So if you win a tournament here, you got to keep that going. Like, that money's going to be gone. It's not no promise that you're going to make another cut for the next three years, whatever.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, or get injured.
Your career could end after that.
Exactly. And now everybody that depended on you and that lived off you, your family, your kids, your wife, not saying that they're adding pressure. And we're not saying also that this is what Grayson went through, but this is kind of the stresses that happens at the professional level in golf, man. Versus just recreational golf, right? It's tough. So, like, definitely, you know, some professional mini tour players, it all ain't sweet. Just check on them. Just see what's up.
Yeah.
And don't get caught up either nowadays, too, on social media. We all push something to make it just to show the good, show that we're all
good,
that we're traveling around. It's tough because I know a couple people I got to do better at checking on people.
100%. I think that's the reason why we kind of built, like, the Sniper Gang community, is to help these younger guys. But, like, my wife actually sent me a video today of this mini tour player showing his, like, routine, flying into a hotel, shitty hotel, eating Chipotle, stretching in the lobby, meditating. And she was like, yo, this brings me back, right? Because, like, I've taken some time off, and it's like, man, that's not that fun seeing it from someone else's perspective,
right?
And again, pro golf, everybody that doesn't understand is like, it is, you're gonna have 90% of the days are gonna be really, really hard and stressful. Like, we just played a US Open qualifier.
Yeah,
I played like shit. It wasn't fun for me, man,
right?
You know, and I haven't played in 4 or 5 months, and, like, I'm in my head, and I'm coming home, and I have to explain it to my wife now, and I have to look at my son, and I'm like, damn, dude, the road to get back to where I want to be is going to be so hard. It's going to take months of practice, which I've been doing.
Yeah.
But then it's like, you're not guaranteed to shoot a number, and even if you do, someone can shoot a better number. And I think, like, these are things that we need to give information to the younger generation, because we, you know, college and junior golf does not prepare you for what pro golf has in store.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And with golf, we pick such a crazy hard game, because golf's like the only sport where you can lose a lot more than you win. You can lose 8, 9 out of 10 times. But if you win 1 out of 10, you're a great golfer.
That's like a bold.
Like Tiger was 20-something%, 22%. He's the greatest.
And that's
ever.
After his bumps in the road, right?
Yeah.
Like I think the last time I won a golf tournament was, I mean, I beat you, but no, I'm just kidding.
Right.
The last time I won a golf tournament was 2019.
Yeah.
I won a pre-qualifier, and I won a Monday qualifier, which is when I get a Monday to that Korn Ferry event.
Yeah.
I haven't won in almost 5 years, man.
Well, I ain't like you, but you know what I'm saying? I just won a couple months ago. But
what video game?
Well, actually, it was a team event.
But that don't count. That don't count.
I won before that, too, but, you know, but no, you're right. I mean, even the guys on the PGA Tour, you look at a lot of those guys, a lot of those guys won a lot in junior golf. They won a lot in college. They might have won once in Korn Ferry, then they get on the PGA Tour, and they never win again.
It's so hard, man.
And they're just stressed out, barely making it, wondering where it's going to come from. So we're saying this not to say that that's what Grayson was fighting. I mean, it was probably a big part of his life, for sure, but just because he's on the PGA Tour making millions of dollars, places where we both wish we could be, doesn't mean, you know, that everything's all gravy all good. So,
but and then the last thing I'll say about him is, like, dude, tremendous golfer, super nice guy, fucking ball striker.
Yeah.
Like, one with all the things that he's went through. It's really sad to see. I guess the positive out of it is, like, his family finally got to see him accomplish a dream that they all had.
Yeah.
And I think those are the things we should just focus on, because you don't want to see that happen to anybody, man. He's 30 years old, you know. He just got engaged. It's just like, fuck, man.
It was good to see, you know, his family. They left a couple of comments out, and they said that he would have wanted the tournament to continue. And I know that might have been his wishes and his family's wishes, but seeing that tournament go on after that, it's kind of weird. Like,
I turned it off.
Like, I don't know who won, but
Davis Riley.
Weird. Davis Riley won. Oh, Davis is pretty cool. And Scotty was in the hunt again, I think, from what I heard. But you can't. That's inevitable. But you can't. It's just weird, like, seeing people finish an event where somebody died literally in the middle of it that was competing in it.
I don't know, man. I think that's the thing where, like, it's hard. It's a business, right? And it's hard to find the fine line of being human and having empathy and then keeping a business going.
Yeah.
So I understand it. But, like, for me, once that happened, it's like, I really don't know him, but I met him once, I played with him, and it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm good, man. I don't want to watch nothing. I'm gonna just take the day and just mind my own business.
Yeah, that's
out
true.
Of respect, I think. So
that's true. Well, you know, when they talk about this stuff on, like, ESPN and all the Fox news and sports channels and stuff, they have this serious tone, and then they go into a commercial, and then they're able to kind of flip the switch.
Reset.
We ain't got that commercial. So we're just going to flip the switch right now. Prayers out to the family. Again, stay in touch with us. Check on your people. Check on your friends. Everybody. Everything ain't what it seems. Everything's not always gravy. But it's summertime, Matt. You know what I'm saying? We got some plans coming up.
It's member guest season, my boy.
Member guest season. Have you ever played in a member guest?
I play in one or two every year.
I'm jealous.
I played my boy Justin Bayless's one at Pine Canyon last year.
Yeah, they're not having it this year.
They're not?
I think the course kind of
No, they're closing the course down.
Yeah, they're closing down.
Bro, that member guest, I can't tell you how much cash I made just on practice rounds.
Right.
We got massage guns, purposes. Crazy bottles of wine, range finders.
That's crazy.
And I put all that shit on eBay the next day. Bro, that shit was crazy. And I'm telling y'all right now, two pro golfers.
Yeah.
We've adjusted our handicaps very well.
I've been playing bad just in case.
Just in case. If you need a member guest partner, one of us is free.
Flush hour here. Flush hour live in person. bring us to the. I've always wanted to play member guest.
Have you played any?
Nah. And then what? Me like working at a member guest at a like at a Silver Leaf and stuff.
Isn't the Silver Leaf one crazy?
Oh my gosh, it's insane. Like I just want to be one of those guys just to come out and just be invited and play and get some dope stuff.
I heard they get like celebrity, like MJ at Silver Leaf.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep what happens at Silver Leaf at Silver Leaf, but Silver Leaf, it's dope out there.
I heard they had that person Nikki Glaze talk at one of the.
That's the comedy girl.
Yeah,
yeah.
I heard she cooked everybody.
I heard some good stories. I'm gonna just keep that for you.
Member guest season. It's the summertime. All the private clubs are doing these big money games, you know.
Yeah.
There's a horse race and all that. And I love it. It's so much fun. It allows you to have indie matches and team matches. And I'm excited. So if anyone needs a partner, holla at your boy. Just cover my flight and hotel. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. You know what I'm saying? Hit me in the DMs. Email me, heavensgolf@yahoo.com. Check it out. Text me 555-333-5555.
Bet.
No, don't text that number. All right, but okay, so speaking of member guests.
Yeah, man.
You doing something with that?
My next collab, I don't want to get too deep into it, but I'm working with a partner back in Toronto, and the theme of it is going to be based around being a member guest, having an experience for the people that do show up. So I don't want to say the partner name yet. I don't want to get too into details, but my next collab is going to be themed around my favorite part of being a member of a golf course, which is the member guest. This is like a 2-day event of like food. You get a bunch of prizes, clothes, networking. I can't tell you how many people I've met playing in a couple of these member guests.
Yeah.
And that's the concept of it, is that like bringing my own member guests to a different side of the world and bringing it all together. So that'll be in July in Toronto. Again, I kind of told you about it. So again, if you're free, I'd love to have you as a VIP.
Okay.
But yeah, it's really exciting for me because like I've been a part of a few member guests, and like the one thing I don't see that they do right sometimes is like the food aspect,
right.
And the clothing aspect.
Right.
So we're focusing on that, and then I got confirmed that I have an amazing partner in the golf space that is doing something really cool for me, which we'll talk about next time.
Dang, I got to come to Toronto. Hey, before I go to Toronto, I needed to be very clear to them that the Kendrick trolling that I did amongst him, that was all for entertainment purposes. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be entertaining if we were just all for the same people. So I just had to, I flipped the coin. And I had to be a Kendrick fan. So when I come to Toronto, I don't want no smoke. That's all I'm saying.
That's it, man. You're just a nice guy. Just don't pull up in that fit.
Well, it's cold up there. It's too cold to go up in the water there.
That's true.
Japan?
Leaving in a couple of days, brother.
How long are you out there?
So we're going to Seattle for a few days with the family.
Love Seattle.
Going to play some golf. Have a range link up in Seattle. But I'm going to be in Japan for 3 to 4 weeks. I got 2 confirmed events. There's a third one. We'll see if I stay that long. But I'm excited because just like talking about mental health, when I found out I was going to become a dad, I was so burnt out from golf. And I even told you, Christian, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Yeah, you did. We had
that. And I won't lie to you, man. Like the Sniper Gang, seeing Gabe play well, you playing consistently, like not a lot, but like once a month.
Right.
It kind of made me feel left out. And luckily, I got through Q school last year, so I'm able to have a couple starts. My wife's grandparents live in Japan, so they get to meet my son. Mm. So it kind of aligned, and it made it a little easier, and we could stay with them, so I don't have to pay for rent.
Right.
But I'm making a little comeback. I'm going to play a Monday qualifier in an actual tournament and then see how it goes from there. And then that hopefully, you know, again, I don't know how I'll feel. When I played the U.S. Open qualifier, I was stressed out and I was miserable, but then it motivated me to practice.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this month in Japan will allow me to, like, find a rhythm and just like play more often when I come back. So
ain't nothing like getting your ass whooped to make you work hard. No, in man. Golf.
But it's embarrassing and it's hard. Tough. But again, you have another opportunity every day. But how about you, man? What do you got going on for the next month?
I'm playing, dog. I got APGA events.
Isn't there one here?
Yeah, Scottsdale in about 2 weeks. I'm gonna be done with this caddy and stuff. Like this is my last week caddying. If I survive through this Q school with Todd, then it's a wrap for me. I'm focusing straight on golf. So we got
love it.
We got Scottsdale,
show
LA.
Up to, show up for Christian.
It's going to be hot.
Where's it
I
at?
Appreciate it. TPC Scottsdale, Champions Course.
Champions Course. Everybody, please, if you have an umbrella, show up for Christian.
And
I'd
I don't know
to
the
see
dates,
a crowd with him.
Pull up. L.A. Pull up. Chester, Washington. The next one, it'll be the week after that.
What course is it at?
This course called Chester, Washington. It's just old. It's in the hood. It's,
I feel like you guys used to play
we
there
We used
before.
To play there.
Yeah,
we're taking
yeah,
it back
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I'm fresh off of two top 10 finishes. You
Woo!
Know, I lost both of them by like seven, though. So if I can get, I'm going to find seven shots over the next couple weeks, and I'm getting the hunt.
That's what driver are you using right now? Not the
ping.
The ping, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Ping hot,
I told
dog.
You.
I ain't gonna lie with you. Ping hot. Yeah. Busy though, man, because look, when I get home, so there's this tournament in August. We'll talk before that too, but tournament in August, the APGA in St. Louis ends on the 8th and 9th. On the
hometown
10th,
hero.
Hometown hero. On the 10th, on Saturday, I'm gonna have my first little like golf showcase to kind of raise money for the city.
You've been talking about that.
Yeah, so Top Golf, shout out to Top Golf again. They've helped us out with a giveaway. They're continuing to help grow the game and rock with me. They give me the bottom floor of the St. Louis venue and free food to
wow.
host about 100 to 200 kids.
Wow.
We're going to have a couple of APGA guys out there, maybe a couple other special guests from other sports. About 10 or so, and we're just going to hit, you know, just showcase golf in a way that they never seen it. Try to raise money, get these kids memberships through Youth on Course.
How are you guys raising money?
Through that event, through the sponsors.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we're not charging kids, nothing like that.
That's
but
amazing.
It's through the sponsors. And what I found out recently, you know, I'm from St. Louis, but I'm from like the Illinois side, so I'm not from the city. St. Louis Public School District doesn't have a single golf team. There's no golf team for the high schools. None.
Not one?
Not one. So it's tough because it's in the city and the courses aren't – just having access to the courses is tough. It's a lot of obstacles, but we're going to work hard to change that. At least get like a charter school or something, a charter team or something.
That's
so,
crazy, man.
Yeah, we're going to work on that because we got a lot of people. Shout out to my boy Jerome with UGolf in St. Louis. Shout out to the T-Masters, First Tee as well. They're bringing up these kids, introducing them to the game of golf. They're getting better. They're getting opportunities. And then once they get to high school, they don't have anything, right? Like, they're not going
to
be able
they have
to
go somewhere else.
Yeah, you're not going to be able – and how many of you can really afford that? So
yeah.
They're not going to be able to really further their career. High school golf is free practice, free competition, free coaching for 4 years, and an opportunity for these kids to get scholarships. So there's – I need to bridge that gap, and I mean, we're working on that.
No, I mean, I think it's – I remember in episode one, we talked about what we want to do in our cities.
Right.
So for you to – I didn't even know about this, really.
Dang.
So for you to talk about this and actually execute it is inspiring, man. Like, if there's any way I could help, if there's anybody you need from my end on contacts-wise, like, let me know. Man, that's amazing
it's
to hear.
It's on camera. We're working on it. But it's like – you talk about inspiring. You talked about me and Gabe – playing once a little while and getting you more inspired. I talked about this. You talked about the Toronto Fest or the Golf Fest out there. You made that shit happen. Got it going. So that really said, look, man, I need to get it together. And we just going to make it happen. So, you know, we're going to keep doing what we do. Y'all out there watching and listening, we're going to need y'all. We're going to want y'all help for sure. Just any way that y'all can add to what we're doing, be a part of this community, be a part of the cause that we're a part of, it can only make this thing better, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, I think it's crazy. This is episode 8. We started this, you know, whatever, 6 months ago.
Right.
And I remember us talking about how we want to do this in our city. And I didn't even realize, so you just said it. Like, damn, I actually ran. We had 1,300 people at Golf Fest.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which led into my next collab. And to hear you say that, like, bro, who cares about all the clout and the monetizing? Like, yo, we actually did it for our cities.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm proud of you. Anything I could do to help and support, let me know. Damn, that's crazy, man.
No, we making moves.
You know what I think you should do?
What?
Obviously, helping the mass is going to be the goal. I think you should have, like, a Team Heavens based in St. Louis, finding 1 to 5 kids, getting your brand partnerships involved, and actually figuring out a way to have this team be part of your brand and your name. You educate them, you guide them,
Yeah.
And giving them an opportunity to, okay, if you can't play high school golf here, how could we get you to specific events? It's like, yo, Steph's got his tour. There's other tours where he pays for everything.
Yeah.
And reaching out to our contacts, which we have, and giving these 3, 4, 5 kids a chance to be seen by these bigger brands, and then setting up the conversation of like, yo, this one kid from St. Louis that I put my name on is worth it. Everybody's worth it, but he's him or she is her.
Right.
Y'all need to put money behind him and put him in a situation for him to him or her to succeed. Yes. And that's kind of what I did with my homie Gabe.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, I'm not trying to stunt, but Gabe got a clothing deal.
Yeah.
I paid for his first pro event. Missed a cut.
That's all right, though.
But if you can help one person, honestly, bro.
I truly helped that person.
Exactly.
Guide them along.
I think, especially with your name, like, that name is not coincidence, bro.
I think I will have to talk about it, about like how you did it too. I think the tough part is me not being there.
Like, it's really hard.
I don't
hard.
Know the person, like, but
it's
yeah,
really hard.
Right.
But this one event that you have, like, you know, talent, man. You're gonna see somebody that is like personality wise that can swing, and then you just communicate and be like, "Yo, how could do you love the game? Like, is there an opportunity where if I support, is that something you would even want?"
Yeah,
you find that person, and you build the relationship. Like, bro, imagine seeing someone coming from Team Heavens and being the next, being better than you ever thought you could be.
Hey, that's it then. Hey, August 10th, from 10 to 12, Top Golf St. Louis, it's a scouting event. So y'all better pull up. Right, y'all better pull up. All y'all come out there, we're going to hit some shots. I'm scouting y'all for the squad, for sure.
Honestly, that's what you should do, man. And I'll put together Team Kang in Toronto.
Yeah.
And we're having our own live event.
Right. Valley going at it, dog. No, that's nice, man. But look, we're going to keep talking about that more. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. We're going to be on the road a lot the next couple episodes, so we're going to try to do this stuff. It's going to look different. We're going to do – I don't know how to work Zoom, but we're going to try that every now and then too. But we're going to keep giving y'all some content for sure. I need your logo here. I ain't write it down or have my styrofoam cup. I got my girlfriend, Stanley.
That's funny. Yeah, no, man. We're both going to be busy. We're going to continue doing this. We're committed to it. But I'm going away. He's playing. And we're just grateful, everybody that tuned in. Like, I've had people at restaurants pull up like, yo, I've seen all 6 episodes of Flush Hour. I was like, motherfucker, we have 7. But whatever. Right. It is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
But we appreciate the love and support. I'm excited that we finally did this before I'm leaving and you're leaving. And, yeah, is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, man, that's it. We about an hour in. I mean.
I think this was.
I'm trying to go to the pool.
Yeah, and I think this last thing I'll say, this was really cool because I didn't know you were doing that. And I'm a creative and I love coming up with ideas. So to be able to even like come up with something like that with you on the spot.
That's true.
Was really cool. So hopefully that comes into reality.
Yeah, we're going to chop it up some more. That's what we do.
My brother.
I holler at you. I'm getting in that pool. Because it's 1,000 degrees.
That's it. This is episode 8 of Flush Hour, and hopefully we'll see you.
Smooth Tennessee whiskey.
Hit those vocals.
You're as sweet strawberry wine.
Bro, your buttons are getting lower and lower as this episode was going on, by the way. I don't understand.
I don't know what's happening.
You're on some Ray J shit. I'm out. My mic dropping after that.
Don't worry about it.